Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. We are live at Tolbert Garage Door Mesquite. Colby ordered pizza, so if you're hungry, if you're in the area, you can come by, grab a slice or two. He's got beverages in the cooler over there. We have Tolo Back Window Decal for you. It's a party here, Friday. Football Friday. I thought we were going to be victorious. Not the Football Friday show I was expecting to do yesterday.
Hey, but we got the North Texas Mean Green tonight, baby.
Yes.
Conference championship game. Let's go.
Let's go. Join Wolchuk and Schiafalo at Cosm this evening for a Mavs watch party as well. So sports world doesn't stop. We're here to talk about it with you. We're going to get the C note here. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we'll get you Richard Sherman, how he went off in the post game last night, and then GP's reaction to that. Segments brought to you by the Frankels here. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay. Our guy Jake Ferguson's in a bit of a spot. What's going down here?
Man.
He did not have a fumble in his first 35 career games. That was his seventh fumble in his last 25 games, tweets one Roberto Belt from Sean and RJ weekday morning, 6 to 10 here on The Fan. Level of concern here for Jake Ferguson and ball security. Like this, we need a solution on this quickly. Got to bring back that tight ends coach. What was his name? Mike Pope?
Yeah,
like 10 years ago?
Used to throw him in the portalette and open the door and throw the ball at him and stuff like that.
Yes. This guy would get ball security issues figured out one way or another.
Yeah.
He'd dunk your head underwater and ask you to pull it out and turn around and catch a ball coming off the jugs machine at 100 miles an hour.
I'll never forget that. Were you standing there, Dawson, when they were sitting in the portalette and they opened the door?
I was not there that day.
The ball comes flying in there. And it's a reactionary thing.
They were jugsing it in?
They're sitting with the door closed. Then they open the door, the ball comes flying in there, and you had to
gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
He was a wild man.
He did this at camp.
He was like the Holger of tight ends coaches. Yeah. Like he would just
wacky
stuff.
He's
with Parcells.
Guy's going to lose an eyeball in there.
Maybe, you know.
No, you had your helmet on.
Okay.
You had your helmet on there,
yeah.
But the ball is like bouncing all over the place.
Just ricocheting off the walls.
Yeah.
I imagine Mike Pope hanging out at night with the other coaches, pulling tubes on the couch trying to come up with ball security drills. And, yes, rest in peace to the great Mike Pope.
He was
one of the more interesting assistant coaches that we've covered in our time with the Cowboys. But, yes, Jake Ferguson, 5 fumbles in his last 27 games.
Concern.
That's a healthy concern right there.
Well,
so.
Absolutely.
You got guys now. It's very obvious, though, him trying to kind of fight and
do the yak thing.
Go for it, and all of a sudden the ball gets away from his body. What Campbell, the linebacker, smart thing.
Punch it out.
Just punch that thing out.
Man, we need some real linebackers, don't we? I remember making fun of the Lions for drafting linebackers so high.
That draft was running backs and linebackers.
They gave the league the middle finger.
Well, it was also tight end and Branch.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like a
four picks in the first two rounds, and they just hit him out the park.
Yep.
Freaking nailed it.
Well, yeah, LaPorta was the second round the next year, but my gosh, they took Gibbs and Campbell. Everyone lost their freaking minds, like 12 and 18. Yeah.
Bobby Belt's back with this one. In the last 12 days, Kevontae Turpin has been flagged for two invalid fair catch signals. In the last 2,265 days before that, the entire NFL was flagged for an invalid fair catch signal one time. That's just mathematically impossible. What would be your prize picks odds on that? A couple of mortgage payments on $1?
Yeah, I think we'd be able to pull that off.
I'd probably be able to get my phone start working with money like that.
Maybe. That's another thing.
You might be able to buy Verizon if you wanted to.
Yeah, you just own Verizon. Yeah, that's maddening. I don't know what – like you said, he's got the punt return yips going a little bit right now. Like he's watching these guys. I could see it. Like
be terrifying.
It would be terrifying.
Man of that size?
Yeah. I mean, a man at any size, really. Like, you're waiting for that ball, and you got these dudes screaming down the field. Like, that's a miserable spot. But 32 dudes do it every week. 32 dudes have been doing it every week for however many days you just listed, and it happens one time. You do it in back-to-back weeks, you got something going on in there.
If I was the coach, Sorensen's his name, Nick Sorensen, yeah. I come up to Kevontae Turpin right before he's about to go handle the punt, and I say, let me see your hands. And if his palms are sweaty, we're done here.
You know? Knees weak.
I get that
arms
feeling.
Are heavy.
I get that
Take
feeling
off your gloves.
When I'm about to do the like the high five overpass things about 2 miles out, my hands get sweaty. I have to turn on the air and like put them up to the vents or something to try to get my hands dry. But I think nerves are getting the best of him, and he's probably seeing those old highlight clips of the
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Punter's just getting lit up, and you know, I understand. It takes a brave man to go back there and do that job, and I still think he's good enough at kick where they can't run at you.
Well, and to be fair, if I was Turpin, I'd be doing the same thing to Sorensen's palms every time we go and kick that ball off. How nervous are you right
now,
bro?
Just send that into the end zone,
your
please.
Your team sucks.
Good Lord.
Yeah, you guys don't know what you're doing. And that's the thing with the special teams right now. Like you mentioned C.J. Goodwin. Like the landscape of special teams has totally changed. Yeah. Just because C.J. Goodwin was a good special teamer and a good kickoff coverage guy and everything like that for all these years, it's totally different now. Yeah. He might be useless there. Any coach that's been coaching special teams, you might not be good at it anymore because they flipped it on its ear.
Yeah.
It's a totally different play now.
We did have some good stuff from last night and some players to salute, including Brandon Aubrey. Unbelievable. Set more history. First kicker ever.
He was our player of the game. I think it's happened twice, isn't it, Wolchuk?
Three of 50-plus?
I think he's
been player of the game.
Player of the game. That's
it was between him and Flannoy.
Let me tell you what. We go to him for the interview in the locker room. And he's kind of like talking about, well, we need to look at the tape and kind of figure some things out. Remember that?
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he's talking like he actually, like he suited, well, he did suit up, but he's talking like he was
a real player.
Like he was nickel corner in the game. He's like, well, you know, of course, we got to watch the tape. We got to make the corrections. You know, we got to find a way to get better. You got to find a way to improve. And you know, I'm like, bro, you just kicked a 63-yard field goal. Don't tell me about watching the tape. How'd you get the thing home?
Speaking of improving, Sam Williams, he's got a job.
Sam Williams.
That is not a player I want anywhere near this team next year.
Yeah. Last 3 weeks been pretty good.
Yeah, it's okay.
Really?
I'm good here.
Down out, not producing, just flashing.
Well, I think that you've got a guy that should be supremely motivated to be playing his best football right now to get a contract. Yeah. I'm good here. I think we've seen the four-year Sam Williams experiment. His best trade has been he's got three blocked kicks in the last 3 years.
Yeah,
that's pretty impressive. They've got six blocks since 2023. He's got three of those.
Yeah, he's your special teams ace, not C.J. Goodwin.
Hey, I'm fine with that. I mean, we've seen him as a gunner. That dude will chase plays down. He's a freak athlete. He is, but I think it depends. We'll see what the salary is and everything, but I think that you can upgrade there over
You know
Sam.
What? It's funny. I think I looked up that number. I was just curious. Like, when he was on the field during run defense, like, his number was way low. Like, when he was on the field, number low, running the ball.
Like, yards per carry?
When he was off the field, it was a high number.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, he was playing at a better level.
He's definitely better than Fowler is.
I think he's coming around, man. And sometimes guys can take, you know, 3 or 4 years to get it kind of figured out, especially with an injury like
fool's
that.
Gold.
Fool's gold?
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
I don't know, man. I think maybe you thought it was fool's gold when Al-Qaeda Muhammad was making plays in training camp, and he showed you last night that it wasn't.
No, I was cool with keeping Muhammad around. He didn't really make plays in training camp with us. That was the sad thing. We were talking about that with Brad last year. He didn't. Carl Lawson was the guy, and Lawson ended up having a great year. So they ended up going with him over Muhammad. I can't say that he made the wrong decision there. I guess last night was the James Houston-Muhammad game. Both of them had a couple of sacks. They could have should have just kept that five-man line. James Houston was doing some good stuff there.
I think the five-man line was the only play at like the nine. The only to bring like in nine snaps, you play bring five.
Okay, let me ask you this real quick to maybe my level of delusion about how good this team was. I don't know if it was delusional. I think you line this game back up tonight, and the Cowboys would still win. I think just so many things went against you last night.
I'd hate to admit you're delusional.
I don't think you're delusional.
I mean,
I do, because to me,
turnover at the start of the third quarter, take that one away.
The Cowboys did have a lot of
self-sabotage. They shot themselves in the foot all night long, still got it back to within three with 10 minutes to go.
Yeah, but the bottom line is you couldn't cover their guys. You couldn't cover their guys. You couldn't cover their backs.
No, but the pressure
if you could line it back up, you would try things differently. You know, you would blitz. You would do more five-man.
Yeah, and they might try something differently too. I kind of feel like the three games that they played, this is the best team you've played. Yeah. And I know they're 7-5.
Well, I mean, the Eagles did beat them pretty darn good like 3 weeks ago. It depends on what Eagles team shows up.
I'll tell you what,
head-to-head, the Eagles beat the Lions pretty well.
Kept them under 10, I think.
Nine points.
Dealing with that team and with their weapons and at home the way it was, I don't think you're beating them.
We're live at Tolbert Garage
and
Door.
I picked them to win. I mean, I picked the Cowboys to win. You guys tried to convince me to pick the Lions.
Yeah, you should have. I think you jinxed us.
Yeah.
Okay, Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, we got some more conversations about what we saw in the film. We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS.
Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.